back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on Big Talk 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today, as we are each Sunday at noon, with attorneys Eric Glazer. No Scott Shapiro, because we have a studio full of guests from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all of your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions, so give us a call right here in the studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Real quick, last week was definitely a real informative show. We not only discussed lots of issues regarding access to records and what isn't confidential, but we also discussed that brand new case decided by the Florida Supreme Court that to some extent ignores what the Florida legislature tried to do, which was take away implied warranties of mercantility to buyers of new homes here in Florida. And the court made it pretty clear that buying a home in Florida, well, that's a pretty significant purchase and perhaps the most important purchase of a lifetime. And the doctrine of caveat emptor, well, that needs to be abolished in Florida. And it was interesting because the Supreme Court, hey, they basically scolded the Florida legislature. So if you missed last week's show and you want to learn a really good separation of powers case between our legislature and our Supreme Court, take some time out. Go to the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and definitely listen to last week's show. As for today, though, we have a lot of guests on the show today, so just let's get some housekeeping stuff out of the way real fast. Good news, our board certification course was officially approved by the DBPR for certification of both condo and HOA directors, and uniquely in the same course. And the next bit of good news is for CAMS, because the course was approved for two elective credits and two human resources credits, again, for all community association managers. So managers actually get four credits for attending, and we posted the seminars literally months in advance on our website. I'm really amazed at how many people are signing up already. First class, September 26th at the Hard Rock in Hollywood at 7. Up next, October 10th, we're in Miami Beach. October 16th, we're in West Palm Beach. The 24th, we're in Tampa Bay. November 16th, we're in Orlando. And December, we are in Fort Lauderdale again at the South Florida Cooperator on December 4th. So we're really going to be doing this all over the place. And we'll have our 2014 schedule up before you know it.
In addition to the September 26th in Hollywood and the November 16th event in Orlando, all of the show sponsors will be there as well, with all of their product and service information for your community.
Hey, let's do this. Let's take a quick call from Ron from Davie. I see the notes here say his condo's in disrepair.
Oh, boy.
And we got a lot of people in studio today that may be able to help Ron out. So how about it? Ron, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good afternoon, everyone.
How are you, Ron?
My family got me a condo here in Davie in 93, and it's gone down to it's deplorable. The trees have not been cut in over 4 years. We have a board that does absolutely nothing. We had a president on the board that was booted off because he couldn't do anything, and now we got the same people on the board, and several ladies and a management company took over our program here in the countryside, and they're going to try to do assessments on us, and they don't even do the lawn crew right. If you come down to 7610 Sterling Road at Countryside and look inside the apartment complex, You'd be appalled at what's going on. Our parking lot is ready to cave in. The maintenance is terrible here.
Parking lot's ready to cave in. Well, who do we have on the show today? Driveway maintenance. So definitely when it's time to contact somebody to actually take care of that parking lot,
yes,
they're the guys to call.
Yes, and I contacted code enforcement, and they're going to get in touch with I'm only protecting my investment because I've been here 21 years.
Oh, yeah, boy. But now you got professional management, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, it seems...
And I hope he comes through with his word, because he seems pretty cool.
Yeah, but the first thing that I hear from you is that they're about to pass a special assessment, so perhaps...
That's another thing I'm concerned about, because my parents are elderly. My dad's going to be 83 in February, my mom's going to be 76 in May, and I have a disability, and
well, let me ask
they don't
you
want
this.
Me to continue. They're afraid of repercussions. If I write or contact somebody, I'm going to get in trouble with the condo association.
No, that's a bad way to live in your condo. Can't run scared. If you have a question, you have to be able to ask it without any fear of repercussions. But let me ask you this. Do you know if during all these years the condo was reserving funds to fix all these things should they go bad?
We have no funds as of now, from what I understand.
Yeah, and my guess is that they probably weren't getting the necessary votes to waive the funding of those reserve accounts. So,
and there's several people in our building in Countryside that have not paid on their maintenance for years, it's been neglectful.
Time to go after them, but I think you'll hear from lots of our sponsors today the importance of having reserve funds to take care of these issues as they come. You can take care of them one at a time, rather than now having to pass a huge special assessment against everybody, hope that they pay.
I'm afraid of.
Yeah, and if they don't, having to foreclose on them. So, again, thanks for the call, Ron from Davey. Much appreciated. But we got a lot of guests, a lot to talk about today. And it's no secret we're in the middle of hurricane season here in Florida. And, you know, Lord knows we've been extremely lucky for almost 8 years in a row now. And this is actually, from what I understand, the longest stretch in our state's history where our state hasn't gotten hit by a storm. But again, you know, if we play the percentages at some point, we're going to roll a 7, and we're definitely going to feel again the wrath of an Andrew or a Wilma all over again. So to start preparing for the heart of hurricane season, we really assembled a great team of our sponsors today who are really experts in their field, and they're going to give us all a bunch of tips on what to do both before, during, and after a storm. So here we go. From Best Roofing, we have Greg Wallach, roof expert extraordinaire.
Yes, and from Alcon Electric, we have Brenda Birch.
From Douglas Orr Plumbing, Marcus Spiegelberg.
And from Service Master 24/7, we have Jamie Falcone.
And from Driveway Maintenance, Belinda Sedbury. Welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks to all of you for being such great sponsors of the show and for making the show possible for our listeners week in and week out. And let's start by talking to you, Greg. Remind our listeners what Best Roofing is all about.
Best Roofing's located in Broward County. We service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County for the majority of our clients. We're a forensic roof company. What that means is we deal with existing roofs, the existing problems that people have. We always like to say we lead with service. We have a large service department that can fix a leak or maintain a roof or give you just a free assessment and inspection of what's going on the roof. And then if you're unfortunately have to replace your roof, you know, we have crews that do that also.
Well, let's talk about maintenance. You raised maintenance, and let's get the obvious question out of the way. You know, is the first time to worry about your roof after the storm actually rips it off, you know, or is it best to probably practice a little bit of preventive medicine before we actually get hit by a storm?
Well, there's nothing you can really do after a storm other than try to mitigate the situation. So we're real advocates of making sure that you've prepared your roof for a storm. What's that mean? No loose debris up on top of your roof. You want to make sure that there could be no projectiles that fly around either off your roof or on your roof, that your perimeter attachments are done properly. But those are really the primary things that you can do prior to a storm.
And I guess those things would prevent the actual roof from blowing off should a storm actually hit.
You know, most of the roofs that have been installed here in the last 20 years are designed to withstand up to a Category 3 storm.
Right.
And very rarely have, other than in Andrew, have I seen roofs just completely blown off. Most of the times you'll have sections that'll be blown off.
Right. The way I always understood it, you know, in working on roof cases over the years, that if any portion of the roof is already up, once the wind gets under there, that's simply going to take the whole rest of the roof with it. So maybe it's best to make sure there's no actual pieces of the roof or points of the roof that isn't already exposed where wind can get underneath it.
Yeah, that's right, Eric. I mean, roofs peel off from the edges in. So if you have your perimeter attachments, you know, beefed up, you can really prevent a roof from coming off. It's like peeling a banana. Once you get it started, boy, it goes.
The rest is going to go. Well, what's it mean to our listeners in terms of, you know, dollars and cents? Because, you know, bottom line, is it cost effective to do it now, maybe make some minor repairs now? Or, you know, we all have crazy deductibles for windstorm for all of our properties. So I would guess it certainly makes sense to spend a little now rather than deal with a huge deductible later on.
You know, for obviously hurricanes are a big part of it. But in addition to the what an inspection and the maintenance will do is it'll just make your roof last longer.
Right.
And it'll also many times if you can take a documented, well prepared roof inspection report that shows what the maintenance is. Have been done, that can help you with your insurance premiums when you give that to your property insurance underwriter.
Gotcha. Now, you guys, Best Roofing, really did some great roof repair work in our Fort Lauderdale offices, as a matter of fact. And I know that you offer your clients the ability to enter into annual roof maintenance contracts, so you're kind of watching their property all year through. What's the benefit of such a contract with Best Roofing?
Well, in addition to knowing where your roof is and its life cycle, just in being able to be prepared for replacement, it puts you on our most favored client list. Okay. And when if a storm hits, when a storm hits, every contractor has priorities, and people that we don't know are usually lower on that priority than somebody that we've had some sort of relationship
sure.
with.
Honest assessment, like in every business. But let's take the worst case scenario. A storm does hit us here, and I can tell you I've been involved with some crazy roof cases in the past where a condo gets hit with a storm, you know, off comes the roof, the roofing company comes out to fix the work, but they screw up on what you would think is the easy part, even putting the tarps up correctly. And it's put up incorrectly. Water seeps through. When they remove it, it even gets worse. You know, how important is even doing the simple things you would think properly, like putting the tarps on correctly?
Well, it's funny you reference tarps because we see people thinking that they can put a tarp down and that's going to stop it. But if that tarp's not secured at the perimeters, it's really a waste of time. And you can't put tarps down on flat roofs. If you've got a flat roof, you have to approach it with some different strategies.
See, knowing a little thing like that can prevent so much aggravation because I've seen it in more than one condominium. A little thing like just not putting a tarp, like you say, on a flat roof, done incorrectly, and it actually triples the problem that actually started out because then the water seeps through the tarp. They remove the tarp. It trips into the condominium. All the units wind up getting ruined, and I've seen it a couple times before. And you know, I've been to your facilities in Fort Lauderdale and was absolutely blown away when I got to your parking lot at the number of trucks and just the number of personnel Best Roofing has. Tell us about the size of your fleet, your ability to respond.
We can usually be on a leak outside of like a catastrophic event within 24 hours. And taking into consideration, we have to let the rain stop before we can actually do anything. We've got 168 people employed at Best, and
wow.
We have about 55 vehicles that are servicing this community.
Wow, so that's ready to tackle the community after a storm. No two ways about it. Well, easy question perhaps for you, but taping windows, something like that. You always see people panic during a storm, run to Home Depot, and get rolls and rolls of duct tape and put it on their windows.
Yeah.
Good idea, bad idea? I hear so many conflicting information, but you're the guy to ask.
Well, you know, nothing really takes the place of good windows or hurricane protection. What I've been told and what I've seen over my career, that people who tape windows are wasting tape.
Wasting tape. Gotcha. Okay, so we won't do that anymore.
Yeah.
All right, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with Best Roofing before a storm, actually, to prevent damage, and, of course, after a storm, to put on that new roof and make necessary repairs.
We have a website, bestroofing.net. You can always, if you can just remember, or just do a Google search, you can always get us through a Google search. But our phone number is 954-941-9111. We've been in Broward County for 35 years, and we're always available.
Hey, by the way, I took your course when you've offered it at some of the seminars that we've worked on together. If anybody really wants to learn about how roofs work, Greg's course from Best Roofing is fantastic. Greg, I want to thank you very much for being on the show today, and I want to thank Best Roofing for being a longtime sponsor of the show here on Condo Craze and HOAs. Our listeners appreciate it.
Real privilege. Thank you.
All right. Let's do this. How about before we go to Brenda, we take Elizabeth quickly from Boca Raton. How are you, Elizabeth?
Oh, thank you very much. Our HOA of 30-plus years does not have
developer established reserve accounts, and the membership has never voted to establish reserve accounts, to my knowledge.
Right.
Over the 30 years, various boards have established reserve accounts and budgeted for them in our annual budget, and this is also included in the audit, using the formula that we know is there for life remaining and replacement. My question to you is, are our established board-established reserve accounts and off-to-the-side piggy bank for various boards to take money out of and put into operating accounts when they're financially stressed?
Oh, no, 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 absolutely not. Once those reserve accounts are set aside and set up, again, it's for very specific items that are being reserved for. In other words, if you have money set aside to do your roof with Best Roofing, you can't dip into that fund to pay your electric bill with FP&L. If you're running
short. Even though it was only the board that established the reserves?
Yeah, once those reserves are set aside as reserves, that's it. Can't use it for anything else. Unless,
and how about failing to fund the reserves as per the budget?
Absolutely. Once those reserves are funded and get funded, yes, you have to continue to fund it unless voted down by the unit owners.
But the budget is supposed to fund it according to the budget.
That's
the amount goes in. But if the board stops funding it for 3 or 4 months out of the year, is that allowed?
Oh, absolutely illegal. If it's budgeted for, it better be funded. And that's things that the board can get in trouble for, significant trouble for. Okay?
Where does one go with that
problem? Again, you can wind up in a lawsuit. And, you know, eventually things like this are going to be, and you can count on it, I hope, in the next year or two, things of this nature are going to be handled by the DBPR. Or the ombudsman's office as well. So, again, that's the unit owner's money that's set aside for a very particular purpose, to repair their property. Can't be used for anything but those reserve funds. Okay?
Well,
thanks for
the call,
Elizabeth. We got 4 more guests we got to get to, so we got to keep going. Brenda, how are you, Brenda from Elkhorn Electric?
Great. It's a pleasure to be here.
All
Eric.
Right.
Thank you.
Welcome
back.
Brenda, tell us what Elkhorn Electric does.
Well, Elkhorn Electric has been providing electrical service work to South Florida since 1989, and I'm sure a lot of you have probably seen our vans out there as we service all the way from Key West up to Titusville, and we do everything electrical. Ceiling fan installs, panel change outs, kitchen remodels, generator installs. Any electrical service work that you need to have done, we do it. And, of course, we offer 24/7 emergency service.
Hey, and like you say, I know you guys say no job is too small. And I'm the perfect person, actually, to back up everything you just said, because you guys just did so much work in my home. You changed all the interior and exterior lighting to the new LED former lighting. It's gorgeous. They burn brighter and cooler, and they're less expensive than the regular bulbs. You prepared fluorescent lighting in my home. You replaced ballasts, all kinds of stuff, and you guys definitely do it all. And you show up when you say you're going to show up. It's done timely, and your staff is wonderful, and I really don't mind. I'm not just saying that. You guys were beyond exceptional. And, you know, I'm sure you don't just do it for single-family homes, but I'm sure you work on the big-ticket items should a 400-unit condominium suffer a problem as well.
Absolutely, Eric. That's correct. We do partner with a lot of property management companies, and we take care of all of their electrical requirements. One of the popular services that we offer, we educate our customers and provide them with energy-saving options to be able to save money on their properties as well as their homes, such as lighting, occupancy sensors, power optimization. There's a plethora of other things that we offer, but those are just a few that we mention.
All right, quick story for both you, Brenda, and our listeners. I lost electricity in my home for about 11 days after Wilma.
Yeah.
And on day 11, I wind up installing finally a great big generator. And after, of course, going through the time, effort, and expense of doing all of that, FP&L puts the lights on about 15 minutes after the generator actually gets installed. And, you know, it's been sitting now in my backyard, you know, covered by a tarp all this time. You know, well, I guess we're lucky we haven't had to use it. But how do I know, you know, if my generator is going to work when I'm going to need it most? You know, what should I be doing? And is that something Elkhorn could help with? And I asked one of your technicians in my home the other day, and when I told him I haven't done anything to it in 7 years, he said, well, guess what? When you need it, it absolutely is not going to be working.
Oh, no.
Kind of scared the hell out of me, yeah.
Well, the first thing would be to get that tarp off of that generator, and I'm going to send one of my service techs, my generator experts, out to your house to perform a preventive maintenance to see if there are any repairs, maintenance that need to be done to your unit to make sure that it's up and running in the event of a power outage. And we do also offer a prepaid generator maintenance plans to people. So we come out twice a year to make sure that you don't have any situations and you're not put into a vulnerable situation, you know, not having power.
You're supposed to start it, aren't you?
I was told at a minimum, certainly your battery's dead by now, that's for sure.
Every month it's supposed to cycle on for about 20 minutes, and that's the way it goes through.
Let's see, 7 months in a year. 12. I'm about 84 months late, I guess, in that regard. So, if you can send somebody over, that would be awesome.
Next week, Eric, next week.
Thank you. All right. We always hear that appliances and products can get damaged when the power gets turned back on because of power surges. Practical tip, is that still true with our modern appliances? If so, how do our listeners protect against damaging their appliances from power surges or the like?
Absolutely. The main thing that I would suggest to anyone to have on their homes as well as properties is a reliable surge suppressor installed. And what this does, these units actually protect against the sudden rises in voltage in electrical circuits, which, as you know, can easily happen during these storm months down here in South Florida. Anything and everything that's plugged into a circuit is at risk when a power surge occurs.
Right, and blows it out, and there's nothing you can do. It's
absolutely
not FPL's fault, I guess.
Nope. Nope.
Any other tips for our listeners, electrical tips, to help them deal with problems both before, during, and after a storm?
Great question, Eric. I just have a few quick, easy electrical tips that our listeners could follow and make their lives a little bit easier in the event of a storm. First of all, unplug your appliances, televisions, expensive computer equipment, stereo equipment, just to make sure that they cannot get zapped. Check all of your outside receptacles and make sure that they have waterproof covers, so no water, nothing can get into your electrical system. These are commonly known as bubble covers, and you can get them at any local home improvement center. Very, very affordable. If you do have a portable generator, make sure that you've got plenty of fuel for it, and you operate it only outside, and you have at least 10-foot distance between that and your vents, doors, or windows. We hear about it every year, horrible accidents, that's one thing that people really need to be aware of.
But it's vented properly, so it's not vented into your bedroom window, for example.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't keep it in your garage, and don't have it facing your neighbor's vents or doors. Be aware of
that. Well, it depends if you like your neighbor. Never mind.
True.
Right.
You might also want to remove any of your large chandeliers, ceiling fans outside. It's quite costly to repair or replace those, so keep that in mind. And then last but not least, stay away from those downed power lines.
Oh, of course. Though that's tragedies that we hear about all too often, too. People walking into, a street.
Just common sense.
Yeah, you see a power line down. Don't walk into the water, if you see a power line is down
terrible.
To it, because you always hear a terrible story. Mm-hmm. Most importantly, how can our listeners get in touch with Elcon?
Like I said, we're available 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our phone number is 1-800-446-8915, or check out our website, www.elcon, that's E-L-C-O-N, electric.com, to learn about all of the services that we offer.
Brenda, thanks so much for being on the show today, and even more importantly, thank you so much, Elcon Electric, for being such a great sponsor of the show. It is a pleasure and an honor working with you guys.
It's our pleasure. Thanks, Eric.
All right, let's do this. We still have lots more experts to talk to on the show today. Up next is going to be Marcus Spiegelberg from Douglas Orr Plumbing. But let's take our first break. It'll probably be our only break of the hour today. We'll make it quick. Taking your calls also, Chuck, I see you're on hold. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Call in with calls for our experts about anything hurricane related. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com. If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call Brandon Levy at 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
from Fort Lauderdale, using 50,000 watts of power to serve all of South Florida. We are Big Talk 850, Miami, Boca, West Palm Beach.
Invera Systems protect communities better than anyone because Invera Systems focus strictly on the unique needs of gated communities, HOAs, condo associations, and CDDs, proving Invera to be the experienced leader in community protection. Invera's virtual gate guard solution uses state-licensed virtual guards, high-resolution digital cameras, and video recorders to greet guests, contact residents, and grant or deny access at entrance points using two-way audio and one-way video. Invera now secures hundreds of gate points, access control entry points, and amenities like clubhouses, pools, and parks. Your entire community can be protected by Invera's virtual gate guards, active audio surveillance, and access control systems that will increase your community's security at a fraction of the cost of traditional security services. Contact Invera Systems today for a free security consultation. Visit us online at InveraSystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A Systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best. Providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide, Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learned quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Uh-oh. Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, ElconElectric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates PA. Taking your phone calls, we're doing a hurricane show today and all of the sponsors that are helpful after a hurricane, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. We're going to go to Chuck in Miami who's been waiting a long time.
How are you, Chuck?
Hello, Eric. Can you hear me?
Yes. How can we help?
Eric, my question is this. If the association made rules and regulations, and at the end of these rules and regulations, they stated, if you violate these rules, the consequences, you will be fined. But, and then they falsely alleged that I did violate a rule or rules, but instead of fining me, they sued me. Did they have a contractual obligation to fine me first based upon their consequence that they put in writing?
Good question. Unless it specifically says in the governing documents that you must go through the fining process first, then I think your association has the right to actually sue you without going through the fining process first. Okay.
Well, it doesn't say it in the declaration or bylaws, but they said it in the rules and regulations.
Yeah, we'd need to see specifically what it says, but if it's not literally spelled out the way I said it, where, you know, a unit owner cannot be sued unless and until they've first been gone through the fining process by the community association, then I think they have a right to actually do both. They would have a right to find you and wind up taking you to court as well. But we got a lot of grounds to cover, Chuck, so we actually got to keep moving on.
Yep.
And let's keep going.
Yeah, let's introduce Marcus Spielberg from Douglas Orr Plumbing. Welcome to the show, Marcus.
Thank you very much.
Good to see
Glad
you again.
To be here.
Hey,
you.
Marcus, how about telling us a little about Douglas Orr Plumbing?
Sure. Douglas Orr Plumbing, we've been around for almost 40 years, Eric. We started in 1974 out of Miami Springs. We've grown to over 100 employees. We currently have 24 fully equipped service trucks on the road, 24 hours a day, seven days a week. Anything you need, we can do it.
Well, yeah, 24 trucks. I would think you guys can respond quickly when you need to.
Yes.
Should a building experience some plumbing issues. Hey, I gave a little story before. How about another one? I lived in a condo building in North Miami Beach, actually, during Hurricane Andrew way back in 1992. While I was in law school, just finishing up law school, actually. And after Hurricane Andrew finally blew away, believe it or not, we had electricity. Electricity wasn't the problem in that building. But, you know, we didn't have water. None of the plumbing in the building was working, but we did have electric. You know, is that something you've ever heard of before? Is it common? Can it happen that way?
Yeah, it sure can. I mean, any service, whether it's gas, water, electric, can be affected by a severe storm. I mean, when you're talking about super saturating the ground with more water already down in South Florida, and then you have these, with the combination of the high winds, you push the trees over, they uproot. Where are the roots? Roots seek water. Roots are around all the water piping. It pulls up the water piping. You're done.
So that's what it is. Those trees fall out of the ground and take some of the pipes with it, I guess. That's right.
Yeah, but, very possible.
Is that why we always hear on TV, you know, fill up your tub with some water? I never really knew what the explanation was for that. Is it because if you wind up without water for a few days?
Well, that's it. They always say at least have 2 weeks of preparations for food and water. But the biggest container you have in your house is your
bathtub,
right?
So fill it up.
And it's not necessarily just to drink either, although you can.
Right.
But, you know, if you don't have water to your house, you need to flush your toilets, very important thing. You also need to wash. That water can be used for that. And you probably become your neighbor's best friend also if he didn't fill up his tub.
Yeah, so. Exactly. But do you actually recommend turning the water off to your home before a storm hits, you know, either at the main valve or, you know, inside the home?
Yeah, actually, you know what? We don't. We don't recommend it. We say leave it on. Use your water up to the very point that it stops.
How about not just that? What about if people are going to go away, let's say, for the summer? Okay, and you know, you have snowbirds that go back to New York or up north for the start of the summer. Is it something that they should be doing? You know, messing with their water either way. You know, maybe they're worried about a leak in the home while they're gone. Good idea to turn it off.
Sure. You know, in that scenario, I would turn it off. I would turn it off to my house because the worst thing that can happen is it leaking on the second or third floor, and it just runs until hopefully your neighbor, who's not a snowbird, notices water running out your front door.
Right. All right, so going away, it might be a good idea, not necessarily the fact if a storm may be coming.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Let's talk about also something plumbing-related that you would think kind of seems obvious, but apparently it isn't followed through by many associations, and that's the importance of cleaning and clearing the actual drains before the storm actually hits. You know, you would think that there'd be some preparation in that regard.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of associations like kind of just goes right over their head. They forget about it.
Yeah, they definitely overlook this, and it's a huge issue. Now, most major companies like Home Depot's and all those, they have their drains cleaned at least once a year. And the reason is they have built-up sediment. You have a drain pipe that starts at 4 inches. By the time the sediment's built up and everything, you only got 2 inches of water draining through. It backs up, it floods. So definitely need to have your drains cleaned, checked out at least once a year. We actually offer a service. It's a high pressure jetting service, which cleans out the drains, and then we'll pump out the sediment. You're good to go for the season.
Now, do you guys also offer that for high rise condominiums?
Yes, I mean any system that has buildup. We first run the camera. We can show you the before, then we do the high-pressure jetting, and then we show you the after. Cleans out all the systems.
Yeah, I've had cases over the years where especially units in a first-floor condominium, all of a sudden you have water coming out of their sink onto the kitchen floor and into their living room.
Yes.
Yeah, it backs up, and then when you finally get an expert involved, first thing the expert says to the association is, hey, when is the last time you guys cleaned out the pipes, you know? Is that why you're recommending perhaps? Yeah, check it out if you live in a condominium especially.
Yeah.
Those first-floor units always seem to get it.
Yeah, those are the guys that that get affected first because it starts backing up at the street, and the first one it goes to is the first floor. So that's right.
All right, something that affects a lot of us here in Florida because we all a lot of us have swimming pools, and you don't really know what the correct answer is here. Let's hear it from an expert. Should your swimming pool, you know, be drained one way or another? Do you take a little bit out? Do you just let it go? Do you drain the whole thing?
Do you throw the furniture in there?
Right, exactly. Do you take your pool furniture and throw it in? Good question. Yeah, so what do you do?
Well, this is the stance that we have. You definitely don't drain the whole pool, and this is the reason. You drain all the water out of the pool. You're in South Florida. We have a high water table already. You add a bunch of rain in a short amount of time. Your pool could pop right out of the ground.
Oh,
really?
So that's an issue. You want to leave the water in the pool because the water holds weight and it will actually keep your pool in the ground.
And I think if your pool pops out of the ground,
that's
you got a big, big problem, I would guess.
Yeah,
go and fix that. All right, Marcus, tell us all how we can get in touch with Douglas Orr Plumbing.
Sure. Well, you can call us anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 1-800-DOUG-ORR, or you can call 305-887-1687. You can also find us on the web, www.orrplumbing.com. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter. So, if you're looking for us, you can find us.
Fantastic. I want to thank you personally for being on the show today. And again, I want to thank Douglas Orr Plumbing for being now a longtime sponsor of the show. It is much appreciated, and I can tell you our listeners appreciate it as well.
I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Marcus. All right.
Yeah, we discussed roofing and we discussed electricity. We discussed plumbing. So now let's talk about what we should be doing about our roads and driveways. And to walk us through it, let's welcome back Belinda Sedbury to the show from Driveway Maintenance. Welcome, Belinda.
Thank you, Karen. It's great to be here with you again today. Thanks for having us.
Hey, Belinda, remind our listeners again what Driveway Maintenance does best. Interesting that we started the show with a driveway issue today before you even got here.
I know. I like that. Thank you.
Planned. I had it planned, I tell you.
I'll pay you later.
Right.
Driveway maintenance. We're a full-phase asphalt and concrete patching, paving, seal coating, and striping contractor working throughout Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties under the same name and phone number since 1956.
Wow. And for those of us who saw the damage from either Andrew or Wilma, you know, we know all too well what can happen. Matter of fact, Marcus was just talking about it, to our streets and driveways should a storm come around and actually start ripping those trees out of the ground. Is that the type of repair work that driveway maintenance can often do after a storm?
Absolutely. After a storm, driveway maintenance can mobilize our front-end loaders, bulldozers, skid steer loaders, and dump trucks to clear the debris so that if you have access to your building. Imagine how challenging it would be to get any one of our friends here today to the site if the roads aren't cleared.
Yeah, of course. Now, does that also include tree removal? Is that something you guys can also help us with?
Yeah, we can.
If the trees are blocking the roadway?
Absolutely.
So no need to call somebody else for that, I guess.
You got it.
All right. Now, in Florida, one of the items that owners are required to reserve for, we even had a call about reserves today, is for pavement and resurfacing, unless, of course, they decide to waive that. Now, I take it driveway maintenance, you know, urges association clients not to waive that funding of a reserve account for those types of repairs because, like you just said, if you can't repair the roads, you ain't leaving your condo.
This is true. You're so right. The reason for having these reserves is so that the money is already in the association's account so that when it's needed, it can be used. After a storm, the priority for individuals is, understandably, themselves. When the money's in the reserves for road repairs, there isn't a need to wait to fund the project. We can be repairing the roads while everybody else is repairing their individual units.
Yeah, and that's exactly why now the state passed a law that went into effect a few years ago that says, hey, unit owners, if you're going to vote to waive reserves, we're going to make you on that form sign your name next to your vote saying, I understand that by voting against reserves, I may really be hurting myself in the future because a special assessment may, in fact, have to be passed. So, of course, if you can fund reserves, you do it without questions. But any other tips for our listeners that driveway maintenance can give us?
We were talking about hiring unlicensed and underinsured contractors always puts the association at risk.
That happens in Florida?
I know.
Really? I never heard that.
Shocking.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a big deal.
And it happened a lot after Hurricane Andrew. The inability to receive warranty work at the potential of paying for the repairs twice, not to mention the risk of injury to the workers or further damage to the property due to inadequate contractor's insurance.
Yeah, it happens all the time. It leads to arrests, which are perhaps not a bad thing here in South Florida as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but how do our listeners get in touch with driveway maintenance? Should your driveways, walkways need repair, anything of that nature?
Absolutely.
Even striping, I understand, to make your parking lots ADA compliant.
ADA compliance is huge right now, as we all know.
Yeah, I know I said this once before on the show, but oftentimes associations don't realize just how much goes into properly striping your driveway, and it's done wrong. I've seen it. The county will make you do it twice.
Absolutely.
So get in touch with somebody who actually knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
How do we get in touch with you guys?
After a storm or if your property is in need of a facelift, you can call driveway maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191, or you can visit us at driveway.net.
All right, Belinda, thanks so much for being on the show today. And again, thanks to driveway maintenance for being a sponsor of the show. Much appreciated from me on behalf of all of our listeners. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Belinda. And we may have saved the most important person for last after the storm has caused all the damage and there's water everywhere. What in the world do you do? Well, to answer that question, let's welcome to the show Jamie Falcone from ServiceMaster 24/7. Welcome to the show, Jamie.
Thank you for having me.
My daughter is Jamie, except with a Y. No Y here, but that's still good.
Yes.
All right, Jamie, tell our listeners a little bit about ServiceMaster 24/7.
ServiceMaster 24/7 specializes in emergency water, fire, odor, mold remediation, as well as biohazard trauma cleanup. We're locally operated right here in Pompano Beach.
Gosh, biohazard cleanup. That sounds scary.
Yeah,
not something I would do, that's for sure. All right, so bottom line is after the storm has passed, we're standing, ankle deep in water, and the walls and the floors are soaked. How important is it to kind of act quickly in terms of water removal, and why?
It's very important because flooding and any water damage spreads rather quickly into porous materials like wood, sheetrock, and other building materials. The water will travel upwards into the walls as far as the ceiling in some cases, depending on how deep the water is. The resulting effects can include swelling, delamination, warping, and overall breakdown of these building materials.
Yeah, and mold. I mean, I've seen that happen before. Yeah,
yes, common source. The dreaded mold.
Yeah, especially from roof leaks. And if you wind up getting, like you said, the dreaded mold, yeah, it can get very, very costly. And I just want to tell our listeners, now's a great time, really, to tell everybody. We put together a really great hurricane survival guide, and we're going to be sending it out actually this Wednesday. Everybody should get it by email. So make sure you go to our show's website, again, condocrazeandhoas.com, and sign up to go on our email list, because I can tell you, ServiceMaster in particular gave us a great list of do's and don'ts after a storm. And how about you tell us the things perhaps that we should be doing?
We just provided some tips to further prevent damage for your property or personal belongings. A few tips I suggest is make sure you have proper photo identification so that you can get in documentation to get passed through checkpoints. So you can get to your association or your neighborhood.
That's interesting. Oftentimes the cops come around, close down the street, and you want to go home, and maybe they're not going to let you go to your own home.
Absolutely. They won't let you in the neighborhood.
Right.
So,
what else do you guys recommend?
Put your important documents in waterproof containers, insurance policies, financial information are very important. Keys. A lot of people, when you're in a panic and you have to leave, forget your keys and you won't be able to get into those important rooms for the building.
Right. How about giving us some don'ts, things that make sure you don't do, even though you might have in your head that it is a good idea to do?
First, I would always make sure that your property is structurally safe. Whenever you have flooding or water damage from wind-driven rain, there could be some hazards, falling ceiling tiles, insulation, and things like that. Also, make sure your power, don't turn it on, even if you think you have it. If you have any standing water in property, call out the professionals to make sure that it's safe before you get any power back on.
How about, we mentioned mold. Sometimes, clients will call up and they'll say, hey, we got black spots on the walls. There's some water intrusion, it seems, right next to it. Is mold removal and mold inspection something you guys can actually investigate? Tell us about that.
We are licensed mold remediators for the whole state of Florida.
Uh-huh.
Mold thrives in moist, humid environments, and we live in Florida, and it's the perfect storm for that. So we don't suggest that you try to remove it yourself. You can contain it. Put some plastic there, tape it off.
Had a bunch of mold cases over the years, and I can tell you that if you don't have the proper personnel stop the problem to begin with, and you have guys just coming in and start tearing off drywall without segregating the site, they simply wind up spreading the mold spores across the room to some other portion of the property that wasn't infected now to begin with, but now it is, I guess. That's where the experts come in.
Yes. That does happen, and it happens quite often. Mold finds a food source. So anything that, drywall, wood, is porous, that's a food source for mold. So if you start tearing it apart, it will go to another food source to live.
Yeah.
So.
Bottom line is
fight or flight.
Yeah, mold doesn't happen without water intrusion. So fix the water intrusion first. That's something I've been indoctrinated with over the years, time and again. So call Best Roofing if your roof is leaking. But how do we get in touch with ServiceMaster should we find ourselves, like we said, with a big water intrusion problem after a storm has come, or just a pipe breaks in the wall? What happens, obviously more often than in hurricanes is floods happen in condo buildings all the time, and it runs from the top floor down, and we wind up, with everybody soaked.
Yes.
What do we do?
You can call 954-969-5906 or 1-800 number at 866-969-6653. There's no loss too big or too small. We're locally operated here for 40 years.
So. Jamie, thank you so much for being on the show today, and I really want to thank ServiceMaster for being a longtime sponsor of the show, and again, both me and our listeners appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, in the few minutes we got left, really quick, let's go to Margo in Miami. Thanks for holding, Margo.
Thank you, Eric. I asking about garage parking. We've had a lot of illegal parking over the past few years, and the board isn't doing anything about it. But now they want to issue new decals, and they're requesting our registration numbers and our insurance policy numbers.
Okay.
And a lot of people are nervous about this because we know that certain records have been stolen out of the office in the past.
Okay.
And do we have to do that in order to park in our own parking places?
I would think that it probably would be a reasonable rule, right? If the board wants to make sure that only persons who are owners and have cars are actually using the spots in the community, it probably would be considered a reasonable rule and regulation to require the unit owners to show proof of the vehicles that they actually own. I don't know if you have to actually show insurance information. I don't know if that's important. But to just show that, you know, what car you have, because they want to place a particular sticker on that car's window, let's say, so that only that car has access. A lot of times associations now don't like the fact of, let's say, giving out a clicker, because you can take that clicker and, you know, give it to other people in the community, give it to outside strangers, where if they have it stuck onto your car, you know, it's going to stick with that car, and you're less likely to be giving your car away to strangers than giving away your clicker to strangers.
Well, from what I hear, it's something that we hang from our rearview mirror.
Right.
But I don't think it's something that helps us get into the gate.
Yeah, I mean, so what is it, just for identification purposes?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it might not make sense. Again, we have to take a look at the rule and see if it's reasonable. And if it's an unreasonable restriction that really inhibits and prevents the unit owners from actually getting access to their parking spaces, then, yeah, it can be challenged, and an arbitration could be filed, and the unit owners might actually win it. If it's in your declaration of condominium, it's clothed with much more validity than, let's say, a rule. A rule is much more easier to challenge.
Yeah, okay. No, I know it's not.
When you find out exactly for sure what's going on, you know exactly what the details are of that new rule, give us a call in the office, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and we would be glad to tell you whether or not it meets the reasonableness test, all right? And I think that brings us to the end of yet another week.
Yes.
What do we got today? Football on the calendar?
Yes, you've got the Dolphins against the Cowboys in the Hall of Fame game. It starts at 8 o'clock tonight.
And I take it you're rooting for the Dolphins,
yes,
Karen,
sir.
Right? How are my Jets going to do this year? Any chance?
I don't know. They're sticking with Sanchez, so.
That's what I hear, right? They're sticking with Marco. And they got that Geno Smith, right, waiting in the wings.
From Broward County, from Miramar.
Really? Well, I'm going to root for the local guy. But everybody, I'd like to see Sanchez take the bench for a little while and see what the new kid can do. But everybody, thanks for tuning in. I really want to thank all our sponsors today for coming. Great show. And if you missed today's show, of course, everybody will be able to hear it again once it's up on our website. Everybody will also be getting our hurricane newsletters this week as well with lots of great tips from all our sponsors. Everybody have a great week, and we'll see you again next week on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Thank you.
Pipe burst in your condo unit or home? Drains backed up? Showers not working? Toilets not flushing? Call Douglas Orr Plumbing, the family-owned plumbers in Florida for the past 40 years. At Douglas Orr Plumbing, they have licensed professional, insured plumbers and provide 24/7 emergency service. Their philosophy is simple. Work hard, be honest, and stand behind your work. In fact, Douglas Orr Plumbing won the Angie's List Super Service Award for 2012, and they've been receiving this esteemed award consistently since 2007. Douglas Orr Plumbing offers senior citizen discounts and savings coupons on the website. Wherever you are in South Florida, if you have a plumbing problem, Douglas Orr Plumbing is your solution. Residential, commercial, or industrial.